Well, it seems like just today, Brian and I sat here and looked down and said, it's March what now?
Oh, I know.
It's March 22nd.
Yeah. It seemed like we just had the new year.
Right.
I mean, okay, January doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
And February disappeared. March, I thought we just started.
I did. I mean, it feels like it, man.
And we're almost wrapped up. We just got a little over a week to go in this month.
Time is flying by, and tax season's approaching in a rapid way.
Well, it's here.
It is here.
Yeah.
The actual tax date, filing date, is approaching very quickly. But if you haven't started yet, don't fret. We've got Ty Allen with H&R Block of Greeley joining us now. Ty, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. Good morning to you.
Hey, good to have you on, man. You having a good day so far, Ty?
Oh, absolutely.
Always a great day in tax land.
That's right.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we all enjoy this time of the year because it's when we get to see everybody and get to do all these fun tax puzzles.
And it's got to be that way, too. And that's why it's so important to turn to Ty and his family, because things changed, and things change regularly. And to stay on top of that, I mean, I'm sure you would like to think, Ty, you get to a point where, we know everything there is to know. You know, we've experienced everything, but this thing keeps changing all the time, and you've got to continue to learn and educate constantly, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, you've got people that'll do 40, 50 years of a career in tax, and they'll be the first to tell you, I still don't know everything.
Yeah, it's insane to me. And now, Chris, excuse me, Ty, when we start to dive in here, before we do, we're talking supervillains today, all right? A lot of people see the IRS as this big supervillain. But I got to know, Ty, who is the greatest supervillain in any movie or show that you've seen? For me, it's Voldemort. I'm a Harry Potter guy, right? I like that. We've had some, Darth Vader's up there. Who's the greatest supervillain, Ty?
Oh, boy. Kind of caught me off guard a little bit with that. I would have to say, I just watched Spider-Man with my oldest son here the other day, and Doc Ock had us going pretty good with all the arms and all of that. So I'd have to go with him for right now.
That's a great answer.
That is, and way to pull that one out.
That was nice. Well done, Ty. I like
Seriously,
that.
That's a tough one on the spot. Hey, Ty, before I let Tanner dive in any further, I got to know, am I able to deduct the cost of my prescription drugs that Tanner has forced me to be on through this last year of him calling me old and all these things? I need things to try to make me feel better. So can I deduct those pills and alcohol, because I feel they're necessary with my working conditions, Ty?
We might have a little trouble writing off the alcohol portion of that, but prescription drugs, we're okay with.
See, and those are the kind of things, too. If you don't take the time to get with somebody like yourself, people really do miss out on a lot of things that they could write off, don't they, Ty?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things out there, and like we talked about before, the changes that happen. Medical, for instance, they flip-flop on what you can and can't write off and what percentage you can use. For the last 4 years, I think medical has been one that has changed every year.
How do you go about staying caught up with those changes?
The nice thing with being with H&R Block is we've got a whole team that pays attention to, like, these big changes, the tax law changes, and every year we take a minimum of 3 hours of continuing ed solely in updates.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know some of the stuff, and then this one class, that, like you said, is 3 hours long, and actually there's 15 hours available, and most of all of us take all of those 15 hours because it just lets you know, hey, this changed from this to this, whatever topic we might be discussing. So,
No, that's important. It's really important to stay caught up on this stuff. Now, Ty, when somebody brings in their taxes, and maybe I know you guys do the second look review over this, what is the most common mistake that people who try and do their own taxes make?
Oh, boy, I'd say the most common mistake is typically around credits for dependents. So the taxpayer has children, and funny enough, I was just looking at one just yesterday, and one of the questions in regards to claiming a child is, has the child lived with you for at least 6 months of the year? new baby born in November, so the taxpayer answered no, right? Well, that gets waived in the year of birth. Mm-hmm. So on his tax return, he had filed online. Online didn't know any better, and they didn't give him two pretty major credits. And we found that, I want to say that was a $5,000 yes or no answer.
Wow. Now, that's and that just cements why you definitely should do this. I'm wondering, Ty, with the amount of people over the last 2 years who have become self-employed, we've had a lot of those. A lot of people who've started their own deals or started, you know, I'm not going to work for this company anymore, have changed or began their own. Probably when it comes to tax season are encountering things they've never experienced when it comes to, you know, filing your taxes. Are you seeing a lot of new business owners or self-employed people trying to figure things out, Ty?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, ever since all of that shutdown and layoffs happened with COVID there a few years ago, people have said, you know what, I'm not going back to work for somebody else. I'm starting my own thing. And we love small business owners. I mean, small business owners are the backbone of the economy. You know, they're worth, what is it, the GDP, I think, is made up of about 55 to 60% of the gross domestic product is small business owners.
Yeah.
You know, and we love working with small business clients. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes they are outstanding at whatever industry or whatever job or business they've created, but they have absolutely no clue what goes into the tax side of things.
No,
you know?
And that is so true. Now, and you'll deal with, I mean, you deal with, you know, individual families, self-employed. What about, all the agricultural business that we have around here? I imagine that's one of your specialties as well, Ty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got people, myself included, that, you know, we grew up in the ag industry, whether it's farming, ranching, you know, hay ground, whatever. And those are treated like a small business, even though they're still an agricultural business. And there are some nuances and some other forms that get filled out and filed along with that. But absolutely, we can help anybody in those. And even if you're a little bit bigger, your company has really grown, and now maybe you're a S corporation or a C corporation, partnership, you know, any of those kind of, those are considered entities. And we've got people that handle all the different entities as well.
We're talking with Ty Allen, H&R Block of Greeley here about taxes this morning on Good Morning NoCo. Ty, one of the things, you know, with COVID, you brought it up. There was so much, you know, different things put on there, right? The PPP loans that came into place. There was so much government regulation going on at that time. Is that still having an effect? So, you know, here we are in 2023 now, but for your 2022 taxes, are there still things out there that small business owners may not know of?
Yeah, there are still some things kind of going, still tied back to the new legislation that was put in place to kind of help with some of the COVID stuff. You bring up the PPP. Some people are still dealing with those as far as the whether it was forgiven or not, and so those that we still see. Another one that's very common, not necessarily just to small business owners, but back in 2020. If you took money out of a retirement account, you could take up to $100,000 out, and you could split that and pay taxes on it over the next 3 years. Well, guess what? This is year three. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a while ago, and I've had some people kind of forget that was going to be on there one more time. And, you know, we planned it out, so it worked out okay. But when they come in to file, they go, what's that number? It's, well, that was that one-third of that retirement income, and that was a COVID legislation deal as well.
Well, here's a question that, you know, that I've got a little bit too, you know, for the recently graduated college students out there or for the families who, you know, helped with some of the tuition costs. You know, we got the news it was going to be forgiven, then the courts blocked it, things like that. Where does that stand in any college student loans or anything like that out there, Ty?
Yeah, so as far as forgiveness goes, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with that, but there is already a law in the books now, which just recently passed, that says forgiven student loan money is not taxable. So if the Supreme Court makes their decision and lets it fly where you're going to get either the $10,000 or the $20,000 forgiven, prior to a year ago, that would be considered taxable income. so you'd have to pay taxes on the $20,000. They've already passed a law, put it in place where that's no longer the case. So if the forgiveness goes through, they're not going to be taxed on the amount that they're forgiven.
See, it's these little things that, not really little things, but as we talk about it, these chain of questions just continue on, Ty. And this is why I really recommend, even if you do your own taxes, if you want to, have them do the second look review. Yeah. They'll double check a return filed by you or even another company as well. And they've got awesome business services year round as well that, Ty, we're going to have you on before tax day one more time. We'll talk about that as well. But I know this is kind of your Super Bowl year, Super Bowl time frame here, Ty. But what else did we miss today? What do the people of Northern Colorado need to know about H&R Block of Greeley?
Well, just know that we're here for you. We've got appointments open. It's going to be a few days out. You're not going to probably call the office and get an appointment today because we are busy, but we're still going to be open. We're open 7 days a week from now until the end of tax season. I take that back. We're going to take Easter off. We're not going to be open on Easter.
Heck is wrong with you? Easter's the day everybody wants to get in and get their taxes done.
That's right. You know, got better things to do that day. That's for sure.
Amen, yeah, man. Amen. No, well, Ty, we've appreciated getting the chance to know you more, and we appreciate the work you do here in Northern Colorado. Again, two locations here in Greeley. Number to call, 970-330-1500. That's 970-330-1500. Ty, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thanks for getting the word out about us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to have you in the family, Ty. Yeah.
There's Ty Allen, H&R Block of Greeley. Those tax questions, man, I could have kept going for a long time, but the student loans and things like that, there's changes happening all the time that, you know, as close as I like to believe that I follow what's going on in the political world, you miss things. You miss what's passed, especially for most of us. Taxes and accounting, that's boring crap for most of us, right? And this is where when you can find somebody who's as passionate about taxes and the numbers and following along with this as Ty Allen and his staff over and his family over at H&R Block of Greeley, that's somebody that you can really trust to handle it.
You know, some of the areas that they can show you, too, is, you know, a lot of people don't know where their mileage comes in.
Yeah.
You know, things like that that you may not realize that your job is something that you can deduct those things mm-hmm. from, and it does add up. You know, in radio, just, you know, there's some things like, you know, of your entertainment or things that you need
right.
so that you can do your job, so you can stay informed, that actually fall into those categories.
For sure.
So go and, like you said, Tanner, even if you've done them and you think they're done, get that second look.
Yeah.
Get that review done because they're probably going to find something that's going to benefit you.
That's exactly
or
right.
Or keep you from getting in trouble.
Yes.
You know, and that's another aspect, too. You may think you have things just right and it turns out that you've done it wrong. It could actually get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Could end up costing you in the long run. Don't let that happen.
No, don't make the same mistake Al Capone made, all right? 9:53 the time.
It's
Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.